You know how your smartphone automatically dims the screen and kills background apps when the battery drops below 20%?
Oh, yeah, it just shuts down all the complex features to survive.
Right. Well, your brain actually does the exact same thing when it encounters authority. So, welcome to day seven of week five in this deep dive. Today, we are hacking that default setting.
We really are. I mean, the mission today is turning the analysis we've done this week into permanent mental frameworks, specifically looking at how all granted power will eventually be abused.
Exactly. And we're stepping completely away from politics today.
Yeah, this is pure cognitive engineering. We're getting you ready for your final day seven task, which is writing your Module 5 long-term code.
And since we've been doing this week's work right alongside you, I looked at this through my lens as a psychology professor. I wanted a mental framework that, well, breaks that battery saving mode.
Because human minds are just ridiculously vulnerable to false dichotomies, right?
Oh, completely. It is always us versus them, or option A versus option B. So the code I am actually adopting is, I will not tolerate a binary choice until a third option is explored.
Wow, that breaks the binary loop entirely.
Yeah, I think so.
And it pairs perfectly with the idea that critical thinking has to happen before you hand over authority, you know, rather than waiting until that authority is inevitably abused.
Which was the exact distill point I locked in for myself. It reminds me of Aristotle's concept
Remind me which one?
that the true mark of an educated mind is being able to entertain a thought without accepting it.
That is a great one.
Thanks, but here's what I don't get from a neuroscientific perspective. Why is it so incredibly hard for us to maintain that intellectual detachment? Like, why do we naturally just want someone in charge to tell us what to do?
Well, it honestly comes down to caloric energy. The brain is an absolute energy hog, consuming about 20% of your body's energy.
Wait, really? 20%?
Yeah, it is massive. And critical thinking is expensive. So, to conserve calories, the brain relies on cognitive shortcuts. Deferring to institutional power is like the ultimate calorie saver.
So you don't analyze, you just comply.
Exactly. To rewrite that circuitry, you have to actively shift which part of the brain is processing the rules.
Okay, so how do you do that?
Well, that is why the code I wrote down for myself is I will see laws as design restrictions rather than moral codes.
Wait, hold on. As a psychologist, I really have to push back there. Don't we need some laws to be moral absolutes?
I mean,
Because if someone views murder as just a design restriction to work around, it is literally the definition of psychopathy, isn't it?
okay, fair point, fair point. We aren't talking about fundamental human rights or causing harm to other.
Right, okay. So you mean like state regulations?
Yes, we are talking about institutional regulations and state power. When you view a bureaucratic rule as a moral absolute, your amygdala actually engages.
So you enter a state of anxious compliance.
Spot on. You are operating on fear. But when you reframe it as a design restriction, like the physical boundaries of a puzzle, you shift activation away from the amygdala.
Oh, and it moves into the prefrontal cortex.
Exactly. You move from anxiety into active, logical problem solving.
That makes perfect sense. It neutralizes the fear of the institution by stripping the emotional weight off the rule.
That is the entire goal, because as we have seen, good intentions do not eliminate the risks of power, which, by the way, was my chosen distill point for the week.
I like that. You have to stay logically engaged.
You do, because to use Lord Acton's observation, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Which brings us to your work today. First of all, congratulations on getting through week five.
Yes, huge congrats.
Your objective now is to pull out your own chosen code, your favorite distill point, and the one quote that hit hardest for you. Get them officially entered into your long-term code workspace or your spreadsheet.
And as you build that permanent framework, please do not skip the maintenance. Do your three times a day review ritual today.
Right, and ask yourself your bedtime question one last time tonight.
Yes, because that repetition is quite literally how we physically thicken those new neural pathways in the prefrontal cortex.
And since you are wrapping up another module, let's add a powerful little mental hack to that bedtime routine.
Oh, I love this one.
Right after your question tonight, just tell yourself, I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
It is so simple, but it primes your subconscious for curiosity while you sleep.
It really does.
So, as you reclaim that cognitive energy and break out of the default battery saving mode, I want to leave you with a quick preview of the exact law you will be unpacking in week cells.
Let's hear it.
What you do matters. Nothing affects your life more than what you do or choose to not do.
So when your brain isn't automatically dimming the lights and blindly following authority, what are you going to choose to build with all that extra power?